USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Russia carrying out new drone strikes on a Ukrainian port on the Danube River. The attack Monday destroyed grain storage infrastructure, apparent attempt to hinder Ukraine's ability to export agricultural goods, impacting ag markets globally, the White House condemning Russia's attacks.
They have destroyed port infrastructure and tens of thousands of tons of grain that could have fed hungry people around the world.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration is also concerned Russia may target more civilian ships in the Black Sea. The Biden administration suing Texas over a floating border wall. The Justice Department filed the lawsuit Monday in the federal district court in Austin after a deadline it had given Texas to remove the barrier passed. At the same time, a bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers has come together to push for expanded trucking ports at the Texas border with Mexico.
It is good for national security as we are nearshoring and bringing more and more manufacturing back from China.
Republican Ted Cruz is leading the issue in the Senate. He's joined by Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar. The jury and actor Kevin Spacey's sexual assault trial in London in deliberations now. Spacey faces 9 charges, including sexual assault for incidents that allegedly happened between 2004 and 2013. He pleaded not guilty to all charges. You're no longer going to get a knock on your door from the IRS.
The IRS is discontinuing unannounced visits to taxpayers to enhance safety measures and reduce confusion. While revenue officers have traditionally visited homes and businesses for tax collection, the agency has announced that, with a few exceptions, this practice will now be replaced by mailed appointment letters.
Correspondent John Schaefer. And the Mega Millions jackpot is closing in on $1 billion. No one won Friday's drawing, making Tuesday's drawing worth at least $820 million. This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
U.S. officials are still trying to make contact with an American soldier who crossed into North Korea.
I'm not aware of any new communications other than those that happened in the very early hours or early days after he went across the border.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller told reporters Washington's reached out to determine the whereabouts of Private Travis King and information about his safety, but there's been no response from North Korea. A missing paddleboarder has been found dead near former President Obama's residence on Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts State Police said the body of the 43-year-old man was found Monday morning about 100 feet from Edgerton Great Pond's shore. It's not clear if the 911 call about the incident came from Obama's residence or if any of the Obamas were at the home at the time. The paddleboarder had been missing since Sunday evening when authorities responded to a call about a paddleboarder who went under after struggling to stay above the water. The identity of the person has not been released. Actors are planning for a major rally in the epicenter of New York City on Tuesday. Those on strike will take to Times Square for the rally dubbed Rock the City for a Fair Contract. Actors have been on strike since July 14th, joining writers who've been on the picket line since May. With writers' rooms and productions shut down, the entertainment industry has come to a grinding halt. Sticking points for both groups include residual payments from streaming services and protections from artificial intelligence. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.